News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Texas, overwhelmed by record waves of illegal aliens, is being taken to court by the Justice Department and issue a new state law authorizing police to arrest those who broke the law by crossing into the U.S.
The lawsuit accuses Texas of violating the U.S. government's authority over immigration enforcement. Under the Texas law, migrants could either agree to a Texas judge's order to leave the U.S. or be prosecuted on misdemeanor charges of illegal entry. Migrants who don't leave could face arrest again under more serious felony charges. The lawsuit asks a court in Austin to declare the Texas law unconstitutional, alleging that it would frustrate immigration operations and interfere with the federal government's right to regulate foreign commerce. The new law is set to take effect in March. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Iran says twin bombings that it blames on Israel and the U.S. killed 84 people. The explosions occurred during a ceremony commemorating the fourth anniversary of the death of General Qassem Soleimani, killed by a U.S. drone attack. An airstrike in central Baghdad has killed an Iran-backed militia leader as Mideast tensions escalate.
Militia officials announced that its head of operations in Baghdad, Mushtaq Taleb el-Saidi, had been killed. The militia group is a coalition of militias that is nominally under the control of the Iraqi military and is known as the Popular Mobilization Force. The group blames the attack on what they called brutal American aggression. Officials with the U.S. military and embassy in Baghdad did not immediately respond to requests for comment. I'm Karen Chamas.
Unemployment applications fell to 202,000 last week, down from 220,000 the week before. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 103 points, NASDAQ futures down 67 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If he's a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-355-4107 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-355-4107. That's 800-355-4107. What do you have to lose? Call 800-355-4107. Again.
This Game's Q News Flash is powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Happy New Year, your power bill, it's about to go up. NV Energy says Southern Nevada single-family residential customers should expect their monthly bill to increase by $2. Apartment dwellers, they'll see their bill go up by $1.33. Now, the increase comes as NV Energy got partial approval from the State Public Utilities Commission to raise rates to pay for capital projects and improvement to the power grid. Part of the increase comes from the utility raising its basic service charge from $12.50 to $18.50 a month. Company officials say some relief could be on the horizon. They expect to lower rates that cover fuel costs, which get adjusted quarterly. The Culinary Union may have agreed to deals with the big three employers on the Las Vegas Strip, but Local 226 still negotiating with 21 Las Vegas area hotel casinos. The hospitality workers at 21 downtown Las Vegas and independent strip hotel casinos have been working without a contract since June of last year. Union officials say strike deadlines could be set this month or in February. Such a walkout would affect more than 7,000 union workers. Some of the hotel casinos that would be affected include the Strat, Sahara, Circus Circus, and Circa. Lee Canyon getting ready to welcome skiers and snowboarders to its higher elevations. The Mount Charleston Ski Resort opening its Bluebird Quad Chairlift today, which provides access to the intermediate and advanced trails at Lee Canyon's upper terrain. Now, the winter ski season began last month with the opening of Lee Canyon's Rabbit Peak Quad Chairlift. Still not clear, though, when more ski lifts will become operational. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website, 670KMZQ.com, 670KMZQ.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. But let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
We are seeing some extra braking through the resort corridor. There was an accident on I-15 southbound after Tropicana. Just recently cleared out of the way, but the braking starts at Spring Mountain still. In Henderson on 215 eastbound, approaching Valley Verde, watch for one on the right shoulder. Just one car there. Out of the travel lanes, they're off to the right on eastbound 215, approaching Valley Verde. All clear on 95 and Summerlin Parkway on the surface street. So, west side, hit and run at Tropicana and Arbil. To be drying out today with slightly warmer afternoon temperatures that stop just short of 60 degrees, but the winds are back, gusting up to 25 miles per hour throughout the day and valley, 43 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local. Good to have you with us for a Thursday, January 4th. More fallout from the resignation earlier this week of Claudine Gay as Harvard president. She was essentially forced out. I think most people reasonably would conclude that she was forced out. But the news that Claudine Gay was out as president of Harvard really has raised a lot of questions, not only as to why she was essentially fired. Okay, she resigned, but she essentially was fired. But more importantly, how was she hired? Mike Gonzalez is a senior fellow for foreign policy at the Heritage Foundation and joins us this morning. Mike, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Kevin, how are you? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. This really raises a lot of questions, the resignation of Claudine Gay. And I guess my question to begin is not so much why was she fired? Was it the plagiarism or was it the House hearing? But more, how was she hired?
Yeah, you know, I wrote a column this morning in the Washington Examiner where I'm a weekly columnist, and I delve into that. She was hired clearly to make Harvard into DEIU. She was a big champion of diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is these are nice terms, but when the woke speak these terms, they mean the opposite of what they're supposed to mean. And she was a champion of it. She had a very meager academic record. She had 11 articles published in journals, which is you can't even get hired as an adjunct professor with 11 journal articles. Usually, a state university president will have over 100 journal articles, and she had very credible charges of plagiarism, almost 50. I have looked at some of them, and they were outrageous. And then she had a disastrous testimony to the House Committee on Education and the Workforce, in which she said that the calling for the genocide of the Jewish people was only objectionable in some contexts. For saying the same thing, Liz McGill was fired by the University of Pennsylvania within 48 hours. Somehow, because she was a DEI champion, Claudine Gay, the Harvard Corporation, hung on to her for weeks and weeks and weeks and rounded the wagons, but eventually became too much, and she had to go. And I'm happy she went. This could be a turning point for us as a nation, Kevin.
Again, Mike Gonzalez joining us from the Heritage Foundation. What was it? Because she didn't go quietly, and she didn't go easily. What is it that tripped her resignation?
What is it? Sorry, I didn't hear the last part. What is it?
No. What is it that triggered the resignation? Was it the plagiarism? Was that the straw that broke the camel's back? Or was it the House hearing? What is it that triggered the resignation? Because it could have happened, much earlier.
I think it was the realization that Harvard's brand was tarnished considerably. It came out a week before that only 86% of Harvard Business School's grads were hired, whereas usually that's in the 99-98% range upon graduation. And Harvard was becoming a joke. Going to Harvard, applications to Harvard dropped considerably. Who wants to say that your son or daughter goes to Harvard these days? Whereas it used to be something, a point of pride. So at that point, the board, which is called the Harvard Corporation, would be derelict in its duties in not firing her. Plus, you can see how many Harvard students who were penalized or expelled for plagiarizing would have sued. The suits would have come. It would have been an embarrassment upon embarrassment. So I think the obvious fear that Harvard's very carefully manicured brand was being beaten to the curb was eventually what did her in.
So how much damage has been done, and is it irreparable? Is it something that's going to take a month, a year, 5 years to restore that elite status for Harvard?
Well, I mean, it depends on whom they hire. People like Mark Lamont Hill and other cultural Marxists, and Mark Lamont Hill, he is a Marxist, and critical race theorists, they're saying, well, she better be replaced by another black woman. And I think that would be a mistake. But what mattered here, people are going to make a big deal out of her being an African-American and a woman. But really what mattered were her political views. Carol Swain, an academic that Claudine Gay plagiarized, is also African-American. She's a woman, obviously. I was with her on the 1776 Commission. She is an academic with a stellar record. She's a conservative. She would never be appointed by the Harvard Board as president of Harvard. And that is the problem. To pick someone on the basis with the criteria of race or sex would be a mistake, because what they're going to do is pick someone that has those qualities but also has the political views that they want, and that is the crux of the problem. The crux of the problem is neither race nor sex. It's Harvard stifling political intolerance. The fact that over 90% of the Harvard faculty professors are liberal or very liberal, and less than 1% are conservative or very conservative.
So where do they go for a replacement for Claudine Gay? Will they go outside the Harvard family, or will they stay inside?
They better just have a colorblind job search. of someone with stellar scholarship, with a long record of publication, and someone who is not woke. You know, I don't care what sex or race the next Harvard president is. I care greatly about whether the next Harvard president is woke or not, whether it's a social justice warrior woke person or somebody who's going to be more interested in the truth discovery, task that Harvard has had for centuries in the academic excellence. That is really what matters. As I said, Carol Swain would be an ideal candidate, a very good candidate. She would do Harvard a lot of good. Somehow I doubt that Harvard is going to pick Carol Swain.
I want to ask you, because a lot of people have said this is the resignation of Claudine Gay, forced or otherwise, it is a good first step, but it doesn't solve the problems that are so deeply rooted in Harvard. Can you talk a little bit about this as a first step, or is this something that will fix the problem?
You know, I have a book coming out on this in March. It's already in pre-sale on Amazon. It's called Next Gen Marxism. And in it, me and my co-author, Catherine Gorka, explain how the cultural Marxists took over the institutions, the cultural institutions, starting in the mid to late 80s, starting with the academy. You know, they were very patient. They infiltrated and then indoctrinated. We have to be patient as well. You know, this is going to be a long process, but I don't believe we can abandon the Ivies. I think the Ivies are too important. Harvard, Columbia, Cornell, Princeton, these are important institutions in American society, and we can't just say, let's flush them down the toilet and abandon them to the left. No, I think we need to take them back.
The big question, though, is the huge subsidies, the federal subsidies that go to these elite universities. Does that need to stop? Do we need to rethink how we deal with higher education?
Well, I think I'm against all federal subsidies. In the case of Harvard, they make more in federal or state, you know, taxpayer subsidies. They should say taxpayer subsidies. Then they make in tuition. They make almost $500 million a year and through different ways. I think that has to stop. But while it's still in place, we can use that as leverage, political leverage on them to open up and hire people who are not just woke. People, they can hire conservatives or people in the middle or people who are open-minded, as long as they are not intolerant of conservative views. This is, you know, Harvard should not be seen as a finishing school for a young Marxist. It should be seen as a place where you go in and you can immerse into STEM or classical education, into Aristotle, into Socrates, come out of the other end an educated and cultured American. So I'm very happy that the Committee on Education and the Workforce is investigating Harvard. I think we can use political leverage. If we're going to spend that amount of money in Harvard, and we do, you and I spend a lot of money in Harvard every year. We have skin in the game here, as do all of your listeners right now. I think that we can use that leverage to try to turn Harvard into less of a woke indoctrination camp.
Again, Mike Gonzalez joining us from the Heritage Foundation. We're talking about Harvard and the resignation of Claudine Gay. The assumption has always been, the highest of high standards are there at Harvard and other Ivy League institutions. But yet, I know you've written about this, that academic standards are not being upheld at Harvard. What do you mean by that?
Well, what they do is they don't really look at something objectively or free of politics. They look at something with a political bent, and once you have politics, once you say there are areas that we cannot question, and we're going to have this gender theory and race theory ideologies that cannot be questioned. That is the opposite of academic standards.
One more time on your book that's going to be coming out in March. I know people are going to want to check it out.
Yeah, it's called Next Gen Marxism, what it is and how to combat it. It's by me, Mike Gonzalez, and Catherine Cornell Gorka. We really do explore the beginning of this, because you can only combat something if you understand what it is.
And if folks want to know more about what you're up to at the Heritage Foundation, where do they go?
Well, I'm pretty active on social media, especially Twitter. My handle is Gundisalvus, GUNDISALVUS. That's Gonzalez in Latin. Or they can come to heritage.org, or they can now purchase my last book, which is BLM, The Making of a New Marxist Revolution, in which I expose BLM.
I always love it when we have you on, because you make so much sense. Mike Gonzalez, thanks so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
I hope so. Happy New Year, man.
You too. Mike Gonzalez, Senior Fellow for Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. And, of course, foreign policy anymore encompasses a lot of different stuff. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you elderly and homebound? Do you travel away from home often? Are you a business owner? No matter what your situation is, Rolladen Rolling Shutters will help you protect your family and your business. Rolladen Rolling Shutters protects you against home invasions and protects your business from burglary. Don't give criminals a fighting chance. Call now for your free estimate. Add value to your home or business. Call 702-878-1072, 878-1072, or go to RolladenLV.com.
AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. And there is only one place I trust with Meineke. Meineke Car Care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options and Meineke and American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Hi, this is Marla Letizia inviting you to join Kevin Wall and me every Wednesday at 7:35 a.m. as we discuss living in our long life era. The conversation is a blast.
Brought to you by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, we'd rather wait.
Are you shopping for healthcare coverage for a small business? Whether you're renewing a plan or shopping for a new one, the Vegas Chamber Health Plan, backed by Anthem, has many of the advantages usually reserved for a larger organization, like access to care across Nevada at lower cost. Lock in quality healthcare at budget-friendly prices through July 2024. Go to vegaschamber.com/anthem. Brought to you by the Vegas Chamber in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome to 2024, a presidential election year. And we are going to start seeing, I predict within the next 2 weeks, we are going to start seeing more presidential wannabes rolling through our community and our state. One guy that I think is a given to be here a lot, and that is Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. He was on Fox yesterday, and there is a question as to whether he can actually win Iowa, which last time I checked, I think is like 11 days away. This was Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday on Fox.
A Fox Business poll shows the former president Donald Trump with a commanding lead. Put your eyes on the far left of that screen. In that poll, he was at 52%, up 6 points from the poll in September. Ron DeSantis in our polling's got him at 18%. He joins me now, the Florida governor. Sir, nice to have you on today. Good morning to you, and thanks for being here. I know you're going to disagree with those numbers. Let me just get a few more out of the way. And this is also what that poll found. If you're certain to support Trump, DeSantis, or Haley, Trump is at 83% certain to support. And may change mind, he had the least at 16%. You're at 39 and she is at 43. You know, you've been to all 99 counties. You come to us west of Des Moines today. When you're making your pitch to caucus goers in Iowa, how do you contrast your vision with Donald Trump? What's different?
Well, first, we're excited by the support that we have. We've now top 1,500 precinct captains who are going to actually be there on the caucus. This is what you have to do. It's an organizational intensive effort. And so we've really put our mind to doing it that way. You know, what I have, I think, that no other candidate has, is I have a record of delivering on 100% of my promises. If you look at all the problems in this country that the left is inflicting, from open borders to crime to the bad economic policies, I've beaten these people in Florida, whether it's the teachers unions, whether it's George Soros, whether it's the Democratic Party. We took a state that was evenly divided, and the Democratic Party now lies in ruins. We've shown how to win. You guys have been covering the issue with the Harvard president getting fired. I'm the only one running for president that's taken on the rot in higher education. In Florida, this whole idea of DEI, they say it's diversity, equity, and inclusion. It really stands for discrimination, exclusion, and indoctrination. We eliminated it from our public universities. We are focusing our universities on the core mission of what academia used to be, pursuing truth and preparing our students to be citizens of the republic, not to be indoctrination centers. So I've taken on the left and beat them in ways that Donald Trump and other candidates just simply have not. And this is the do-or-die time for this country. We're in a period of decline. We need to reverse it. I'll get it done.
Got it. Let me come back to Harvard in a moment here. Here's a quote from the Haley campaign. If DeSantis doesn't win Iowa, there's no rationale for him to move on. Biden was fourth in 2020. That didn't stop him. You're going to do a debate.
Look, these people are trying to...
Yeah, I just want to get to the question. You're going to do a debate
with Nikki. They're trying to
puff. You're going to do a debate with Nikki Haley.
Exactly. We're going to do a debate.
Okay. On CNN...
We're going to do a debate, and we're going to be able to have a sharp contrast in our visions. And I think she's had very difficult time recently because her she had been pumped up by liberal media, which I understand. She's the liberal candidate running. And now she's come under scrutiny, and she's not been able to handle basic questions that